Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. And I know it's been a while, but it's just been a little hectic for me. And I just kind of needed some time to myself to just figure out what I want to do. And summer was a little rocky and I got sick, so I just took some time away. And this community is always ever growing, and it's a community that I love. And honestly, things were just kind of becoming a bit overwhelming for me, and I just had to take a few steps back. And some of the things that were changing with me is that I don't know if it was COVID, but things with friendships within the community were changing, and I lost a sense of community. And I don't know if anyone else out there have gone through that or have been through that, where they felt as if they probably have lost a sense of community. But it was just a lot of pressure that was kind of going on for the last couple of months. But I'm going to try my best to continue to keep up with these podcasts and really try to see where I fit in within this social media of being an ABDL, and also kind of being older than some of the content makers that are coming up. So that's just that. So in the midst of all of that, I felt as if I lost my voice. And I also felt that maybe I didn't have a purpose in content, and maybe that I no longer had a place in making content. So I didn't know what to say. So I just kind of became quiet. And another reason why I became quiet is because I was kind of afraid to talk or say anything, because I felt that I would possibly make someone upset if I said the wrong thing, because there's just so many new ways that people describe themselves within the ABDL community that I was like, I don't wanna like upset someone if I say the wrong thing. But I just realized that I'm just gonna continue to be me and continue to work in the same atmosphere that I have always worked in, and that is creating a safe place for everyone. And I feel like if people who listen to me, people who have actually met me, that they know my heart and they know my purpose and they know who I am as a purpose. I mean, as a person, and that's what I'm gonna flow in. And I'm not gonna try to overreach myself to make someone understand me. If you get me, that's completely awesome. If you don't get me, then hopefully you will be able to get to know me better throughout time if you continue to listen to me or follow my content as I start to change it up and revamp how I do things on Twitter and on Instagram. I did have a YouTube, but I don't know if I'm going to continue that, because that is a lot of work and I don't know if I want to upkeep that anymore. So, as I was saying, losing my voice, things were just kind of getting kind of ugly in the lifestyle. And, you know, and what do I mean by that? You know, I always feel that the ABDL community should be a safe space for people who are in this lifestyle, and that it should be a space that is free and a space where people feel welcome. But I have seen some things when it came to comments where it just became kind of like an attack. And I can say personally, within like my household, it'd be like someone would say something and then right away there'll be someone in inbox, you offended someone because you said it this way. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And it became like these little like attacks where people didn't like if someone was like an age player. It was like a bad thing if someone regressed using ages. Say, for instance, if someone who regressed and they did age play and they have a regressed age of 2. Some people didn't like that. And so it just became this really confusing thing for me. I've always just enjoyed the lifestyle being a caregiver. And one of the things that I have enjoyed is being able to help littles to regress to whatever age that they feel safe. And I've always felt that it could be very therapeutic for some people. So I just was receiving very, very mixed signals when I learned that from other people that they didn't like it, or that some of them were very loudly about it, that they hated it. And so I was like, I never knew that there was that sense in the community. I'd never been around people who felt that way, but it seemed to come from maybe more of a younger generation from the community. So these things were just very surprising to me. And for me being in the lifestyle and just wanting to be a happy person in the lifestyle and just share what I know and the knowledge that I know, knowing that other people were offended by that, just really just kind of closed me off in a way. And I was like, well, I don't want to like make people angry. But again, as I said earlier, I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, you know what? I just got to do me what makes me happy, because everyone else around me, they're going to continue to do what they do to make them happy, to give them a purpose in the ABDL lifestyle. And that goes for the same for everybody else. How you regress is how you regress, and you should be okay with that. You should feel proud about that, and you shouldn't feel ashamed about it. If you wear diapers, if you don't wear diapers, if you age regress, if you don't, if you're like, no, I don't like to regress to age, but I like to wear diapers, and sucking on a pacifier helps me to cope with A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's perfect. That's great. That's where you fall in the spectrum of being within the ABDL lifestyle, or how you regress, or how you cope. However it is defined within you, that is how you are defined. But other people shouldn't be defining how others feel, or how they fit in the community, or what makes them feel safe. Because I believe when you start doing that, that's when you start to make other people in the lifestyle feel unsafe. That's when they start to feel like they're not worthy, because now they're starting to feel insecure. Oh, well, I do like to regress. I am an age regressor. So wait, is that wrong that I do age play? No, it's not wrong. It's totally fine. Just like it's fine for someone else who doesn't. There is room for everybody in this. And I know I mentioned this before, but it seems like it has to keep getting brought up, because somewhere there's this gray line where people in the lifestyle are getting attacked because they like to age play, and that's how they are able to cope, and it's being treated as a bad thing, and it's not. And that stigma needs to go away, because it was never a part of the ABDL lifestyle till recently. And that kind of caused some confusion for me as well. It really made me kind of scared to even like speak or talk about things. I was afraid I was going to offend somebody, but I learned that that's not my problem. That's their problem. And that's just something that they're going to have to get used to, because people who have been around in this lifestyle, who have been able to cope with age play regression, we have always been here, and we're not going to go anywhere. Just like people who do not age play, who don't do age play regression, they're not going to go anywhere either. So we're going to have to work together within this lifestyle and respect each other's boundaries. So, you know, there isn't a status within this lifestyle that makes one person better than the other. Like, no one in this lifestyle does it right. There is no right or wrong way to do this, unless you're abusing or hurting someone, or you're involving children, because I do believe this is a lifestyle that is not for children. We don't We don't mix minors into kink. We don't mix minors into anything that has to deal with adult spaces. So anyone under the age of 18, no. So we don't, so no one is better than the other. No one is doing this wrong. As long as you're healthy, as long as you're trying to do this in a healthy way, in a positive way, and you're trying to do this in a manner where it is, where it's good for you, then that's okay. And it doesn't make one way better than the other. Just because someone else may regress or live the lifestyle differently than you doesn't mean that it's better. If someone says, you know, I prefer my room to have an AB nursery with a crib and a high chair, and that makes me feel safe, that's okay. If another person says, well, you know what, that's not my thing, I still want a regular bed, but I just want to go to bed with a diaper and have my pacifier, you know what, that's fine too. Two different scenarios of two people within the lifestyle, two ways, but they're still okay. Not one way is better than the other. There's no us versus them. Both ways are okay and both ways are fine. It doesn't make one space better than the other. All that matters is for those two individual people that when they are in their space, that they are safe and that they are happy. And if that's how they cope with their world, then that's okay. But no one gets to say that they're coping wrong. Just like I don't get to say to someone else, you're doing that wrong. No, I don't get to say that. If they are able to use these tools in their life to make it easier for them, then that's great. And yes, I said the word tools because you can use being an ABDL, diapers, pacifiers, these can be great tools that you can use within your life that can help you to cope. Because let's face it, this world out here, it just gets scarier and scarier and scarier. And even for me working in where I work, it gets hard sometimes. It gets really tough out there. And sometimes you just need a little extra something to help you. And it's okay with what you do within this ABDL lifestyle as long as it is happy. And it makes you happy and it is safe and you can find a good work, life, play balance. It's all doable. So I saw a post on a social media platform that really kind of like bothered me in a way because it was very hostile. And I don't, like I said, I feel like this place should be safe. No matter how you cope, no matter how you cope, no one should tell you anything differently. And so this post was someone who clearly did not want to be associated with age play regressors. They were very adamant about that, that, you know, if they had a pacifier, that I do this because I cope with what I'm coping with. I don't do age play. You know, they were very, you know, adamant about that, which was fine. But then the replies underneath it were just kind of hostile. And no one stopped the hostile comments, and I didn't like that. But I said my own two cents, and I basically just said no one way is right. And what this person had said was that they had wished that anyone who does age play regression, that they wish that they would just go away, that they wish that they would all die, and that they wish that they would just fall off of cliff, that they would fall off a cliff. And these were younger people, they're just babies, younger people in the, you know, within the lifestyle. And my thought is, have respect, first of all. Have respect about people in their spaces. Don't say things like that. Things like that that's very disgusting and it's very gross, and you are really belittling someone when you make such a broad statement like anyone who does age play regression, anyone who possibly might even enjoy maybe sexual gratification from diapers or anything to that sense, that they should just die or that they should just fall off a cliff or should just disappear. You don't get to tell people that they get to go away in their safe space because you don't like it. That's not okay. You need to have respect in this lifestyle. You know, you need to have that type of respect, because even though there's some people who may say that they don't regress age-wise, you're still wearing diapers. Some of them, you're still wetting them, you're still messing them, you still have ABDL clothes, pacifier bottles, some of them even have ABDL furniture. And you say that you're not regressing, but you have these things to cope. But still, there is no reason to point fingers at someone else because they do something differently than you. And because they do something differently than you, it doesn't mean that you have the right to say, because it's different than me, you get to disappear. That's not okay. There is this argument that could be said, and I've seen it. Well, I do this because of my trauma. I do this because I have a disorder. I do this because of this. And that's fine. And I respect that person. But you also have to respect the other person. This other person who may be regress and do AB, who may do age regression, they too have trauma. They too could have a disorder. So you don't get to take that away from them either. We don't get to do that within this lifestyle, because it should be free and safe for everyone, where everyone should be able to respect each other's boundaries. Especially because the foundation has been set way before some of us was born, before I was even born. So it's like there were people who paved the way for a lot of us to be able to even have this privilege, to be able to have these platforms, and to just to say, you know, they should just go away. They should just fall off a cliff. You know, you should still have respect for the people who have paved the way, because for some people who are still here, and for people who still do engage and who cope with age play, a lot of them, they started things like CapCon and Tykeables and ABU, things that some people within this community who may not indulge in age play regression, but you still get to enjoy the benefits. So before we start pointing our fingers, we need to show respect before we spit on the past that a lot of us get to benefit from. It's not fair. So words have power and words have meaning. When you have the environment that is hostility, nothing good can grow. Telling other people in the community that they can die or wish that they could go away, it's not how you build a community. It's how you tear it down. It's how you cause division. To me, it's no different. I like to give examples, and to me, that's no different than saying, you know, you can drink from this fountain and you can drink from that fountain. No. We're all humans, and we can all treat people with respect in the same space, as long as we're all respecting each other's boundaries. And as long as we're respecting each other's boundaries and our thoughts and ideas, it's okay to have different thoughts and ideas. And it's also okay to be mature to talk about them and go, oh, you know what? I never saw it from that point of view. That's okay too. It's called learning. That's how you learn about people. And when you get to learn about people, that's how you grow to actually care about them and to actually love the person. it's okay to have your ideology, but at least think before you say things, because we never know what people are going through in this lifestyle. Education is key in understanding that my trauma may not be the same as your trauma, and how a person regresses will be different from everyone else. Why is that? Because two people are not the same. We're all different. It doesn't matter what it is, we will probably always see something a little bit different. It doesn't mean because we're different that someone needs to jump off a cliff. No, that's not the right way to go through life. Telling someone to jump off a cliff to me is the same as saying to someone, I hope you commit suicide today. And that's just wrong. And we have to think about the words that we say. I love this community because I have always thought of this community as a safe place. I've always said it, and I will continue to say it. Some of my best friends have been found in the ABDL community. Some of the people that I consider my family, my chosen family, is because of the ABDL community. And we have to keep that same energy, because there's so many other things that are happening out there that inside this space, it should be safe. Inside this space, you shouldn't have to worry about, am I doing something wrong? Being who you are shouldn't be wrong. You should love who you are. You should be able to love who you are, regardless of how you regress, regardless of how you choose to be who you are individually as the ABDL, whether it's just you liking diapers, whether it's just you just liking pacifiers, whether you like to age regress, no matter how it is. And one way isn't right. There is no right way to do this, because it all follows and it all goes under the umbrella of being an ABDL. Even if you want to try to walk away as fast as you can, it all goes underneath the umbrella. But how you want to define yourself is okay, and it still should be respected. Because if we can't respect each other in our safe place of being an ABDL or being in this community, then why are we here? Then why should we be here? We should always continue to be learning and growing and trying to make this community better for the next generation that comes here. And it should be safe for those who want to continue to also regress using age play, and for those who don't. And there should always be healthy examples on how to do this. And maybe some reasons for why some people are against things, because they haven't seen healthy ways or healthy boundaries on how it should be done. Because there are healthy ways and healthy desires and healthy ways for it to be done. And I just like to say that following people within a lifestyle who try to do things in a healthy way is also a good thing. It helps you to see things from a different perspective that should be seen. So what I want people to take from this is that love on each other in a way that you can try to understand each other, that we all get to share this space, and that the space that within the ABDL lifestyle, there are many different faces, there are many different ways to live it, but at the end of the day, it should be a safe space for all who want to enjoy it, for the ones who have been here, for the ones who have just came here, for the ones who will be arriving in the future, that we should always try to leave something good for the ones who want to continue to live and be in this space. So for everyone out there, be you, be brave, and continue to be who you are. And I hope that this podcast found you well. And I cannot wait to hear if you liked it and for you to come again when I have to share another podcast with you. Everyone out there, be you, be great. Continue to wear diapers and continue to know that you are great just the way you are.